Christmas is the time to give gifts to loved ones, but love itself is year-round. Well, it might be Public Service Recognition Week, but for federal executives, appreciation for your employees should not stop on Friday. For some ideas on keeping the love going, Mallory Barg-Bowman, Research Director at the Partnership for Public Service. And I guess, Mallory, maybe sometimes these types of events like the ongoing Public Service Recognition Week let people off the hook. I don't have to appreciate my employees the rest of the year.
Yeah, good morning, Tom. Federal employee appreciation is something that's really important year-round. Federal employees are regularly bashed in the media. You know, people say that 3 out of 10 in baseball is a good score, but in government, 9 out of 10 will get you fired. And there's really, you know, the data shows that employees really do feel underappreciated. OPM does an exit survey of SES who are leaving government, and they found that almost half of them said lack of recognition for their accomplishments factored in their decision to leave. And nearly one quarter of the respondents said that a verbal encouragement to stay would have made them want to stay in their agency. That's a pretty low bar, just being encouraged to stay verbally.
I guess that's the same phenomenon you would find in corporate America, for that matter, too.
Absolutely. But you know what? The data shows that there's really a difference here. There's actually about a 22-point difference between how the private sector feels that they're appreciated and government employees feel that they're appreciated. We get data from Sirota on private sector workplace practices. We use it frequently for the best places to work rankings that we do with Deloitte. About 73% of private sector employees feel that they get recognized for great performance. When you look at government employees, that number drops down to 44%, which is a 22-point difference. That's a big difference.
Well, it doesn't sound like the variable necessarily is whether it's public or private, because there must be something inherent in the systems, maybe, that produce that differential.
I think one of the things is managers sometimes think that it takes a lot, or it takes money for employees to feel recognized. That's really not the case. When I was at GAO, I worked for a woman named Susan Irving, and one thing that she would do when you did a good job, when you issued a great report, is she would give you a personal handwritten note that recognized the good work, recognized what you did. And I'll tell you, 10 years later, I still have some of those notes. And I remember walking around to my colleagues' offices and seeing those notes on their desks as well. You know, the fact that she took the time to write a handwritten note made people feel that their manager appreciated them.
So that was, they had email in those days, but she took pen to paper anyway.
That's exactly right. I think one of the things that managers feel that they have the least amount of is time. And that's one thing that employees want as much as possible. And so I think actions that managers can take to make, you know, to take time to make their employees feel appreciated make a big difference. Again, thinking back to my time at GAO, I had been there right when the government shutdown was occurring. And when we all came back to work, not surprisingly, morale was pretty low. And Gene Dodaro, who's the comptroller of the United States, walked door to door to every office at headquarters, welcomed people back, thanked them for their time, acknowledged how hard the government shutdown mess had been personally. That really made a big difference in how people felt coming back to work. And, you know, again, it's that personal touch. It's taking that time to let employees know that they appreciate.
So that's something, again, as we said in the beginning, can be really done year-round, and maybe managers need to schedule time to do that as part of their own weekly chores.
Absolutely. You know, there's this trend in performance management towards de-emphasizing the end-of-the-year big performance appraisal and really building in ongoing regular feedback, whether it's a weekly 10 to 15 minute check-in between an employee and a direct supervisor that involves discussing the work, discussing what priorities are, discuss how the employee's doing. Those type of practices we find really make a big difference. We find even for top performing employees, if you just focus on the end of the year performance evaluation, it can really be demotivating for those employees.
Yeah, they call those the yearly root canals, I guess.
Exactly. And nobody looks forward to that.
Mallory Barg-Bowman is Research Director of the Partnership for Public Service. What other differentials do you know about that occur in the whole system of employee and management relations, public versus private?
Well, you know, you see other things. You know, obviously the private sector has, you know, financial incentives they can provide. A couple of years ago, following many, many years of pay freezes, federal employees got a 1% pay raise, which, you know, numerically just really isn't that much. We saw in the best places scores that the satisfaction with pay skyrocketed that year. So you really do see a little bit makes a big difference. We also saw, you know, we've seen practices out in the field. A lot of what I'm talking about is headquarters-based, but as we know, most federal employees aren't here in D.C. One resource that we've seen folks use is the federal executive boards, which were established back in the 60s within different locations to recognize and coordinate efforts among federal employees in those locations. We were talking with some folks from the federal executive board in Los Angeles, and last year they brought together all of their senior executives for a luncheon. And what they did during that luncheon is read out the accomplishments of some of these individuals. And frankly, these accomplishments are really tremendous. But just that public recognition of the things that they did brought some folks to tears. It's, you know, you have folks in the public sector who are so motivated by the mission. They really want to be accomplishing and working on the issues that they're working on. And just recognizing in front of their peers, here's some amazing things that this person did this year, makes a huge difference.
Could it be also between the public and private sectors? And if you've ever worked for a large company, they are pretty much as bureaucratic as a large government agency. I mean, I think bureaucracy runs with size more than with whether you're public or private. Could it be that the more slightly regulated environment of federal agencies makes it harder for people to get that kind of give and take?
But I also think the individual direct supervisor shouldn't underestimate what he or she can do on an everyday basis. You know, when we look at the scores, we always see that satisfaction with individuals' direct supervisors is higher than satisfaction with the agency senior leaders. Most of the interactions that anybody has is with their direct supervisor. They don't interact with the agency secretary all that much unless they directly work with the secretary. So each individual should think what they can do within their sphere of influence to really make those around them feel appreciated, not just during public service recognition but week, but throughout the year.
And how much are federal managers trained for this kind of soft skill, if you will, recognition activities that don't seem to happen as much as they should?
You know, I'm not sure, to be honest. The partnership obviously does a little bit of that training, but I think it's thought of as a nice to have, not a need to have. But what we really do see is that it really fundamentally influences how people feel about their job, whether or not they're willing to put in that extra effort. And, you know, perhaps it's something that there should be more training on.
Mallory Barg-Bowman is Research Director of the Partnership for Public Service. As always, thanks so much for that insight.
Thanks very much, Tom.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.